First of all, the general counsel has to be aware of a problem before the general counsel can raise a red flag, or perhaps be aware of a lack of attention to the problem.
And thinking about that question, and I've thought about it a lot over the, even in the context of when Jeff and I got to know each other, there's really three constituencies that I think have a lot of responsibility, and they have to really work together to figure that out. And that's the board, the management, and I've even as an old recovering lawyer of 20 years, I probably wouldn't have said this a long time ago, but the office of the general counsel. And it's a varying relationship at different companies, that relationship of the general counsel and how the board perceives that general counsel. But in the post Sarbanes-Oxley era, or in the Sarbanes-Oxley era that we're in, there is a lot greater interaction, I think, among directors and between directors and even management besides just the chairman or the CEO, and that includes the lead director. But I'm going to mention something that I think is relevant to that point that I just made, and that is that these three parties need to be paying attention and working together. Is a and I'll commend this article to you. I found it this morning. I'm pretty sure it was University of Michigan Law School article, and it's "Why Don't General Counsels Stop Corporate Crime?"